Environmental groups are asking the Interior Department to take a closer look at the abundant corals found on the Chukchi Sea floor. The soft pink coral is one of the most common species in the area where Shell is planning to begin exploratory drilling later this year. But Shell and the Interior Department say the coral has already been well documented and no further study is needed. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
At the end of July, Greenpeace marine biologist John Hocevar was on the organization's ship Esperanza in the Chukchi Sea. He wanted to survey the seafloor, so he got into a tiny red submarine and began descending into the icy water. In this audio recording, his passenger, Joe Lepore, describes what they see.
Bottom's in sight. On bottom. Okay, time 14:10, pink object, bottom left of the screen.
That pink object Lepore talks about is soft coral. John Hocevar says biologists have described soft coral on the Chukchi Sea floor in the past, but he didn't expect it to be so prevalent.
We were surprised to see just how much there was.
The video shows the coral scattered along the soft seabed alongside sea cucumbers, basket stars, and thousands of brittle stars. Hocevar says the coral is an especially important species.
They are one of the few things that are sticking up off the bottom. So they're providing habitat and shelter for other species in the Arctic.
The Interior Department says it has already done extensive analysis of the Chukchi Sea floor and has considered the impact oil development could have on corals in the area. The department also notes the coral is known from previous research to be relatively resilient, but Greenpeace and the Center for Biological Diversity are asking the agency to conduct a supplemental review of the coral, given the amount their expedition uncovered on the Chukchi floor. Here's Hocevar again.
U.S. law recognizes the importance of corals, and policymakers are asked to identify coral areas and take steps to protect them. So, for the Interior to say, we knew there were corals there, we just decided that they weren't important, doesn't really hold water.
Shell says it has spent $60 million on baseline research in the Arctic, and the company has its own video of the Chukchi seafloor from last August. It's very similar to the one Greenpeace produced this summer, and specifically points out soft coral. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says decades of Arctic studies have documented the existence of this type of coral.
As part of our license to operate, and certainly the permits that we have, all of these things have to be taken into consideration, and of course the protection of these ecosystems and of course the habitats. So of course we believe, as the agencies do, that we have done that. Otherwise we wouldn't have the permits that we do.
Shell had hoped to be drilling in the Arctic by now. The company has more than 20 support vessels in place near both prospects in the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea, and 1,000 workers are standing by. But Shell's two drilling rigs are still in Dutch Harbor, and its oil containment barge, the Arctic Challenger, is undergoing some tweaking in Bellingham, Washington. Smith says he doesn't know when it will be ready to go, but the company will certainly be happy when it sets sail.
I would just characterize it as a strong desire, as you might imagine, to get to work. We've been planning this program for 6 years. We're now days away from drilling in the Beaufort and Chukchi Sea, so we can't rush through this last critical part.
Shell has to wait for the Coast Guard to approve the Arctic Challenger and for the Interior Department to issue its final go-ahead before it can begin drilling. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.